ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We are seeing the Shariraka Brahmanam, 22nd mantra, third portion. In this mantra, Yajnavalkya is talking about Atma Jnana Sadhanani, the means to attain self-knowledge. Atma Jnana means, Atma means self, Jnana means knowledge. Sadhanani means a means to attain a goal. Atma Jnana Sadhanani. There are two types of goals. First one is indirect goal. Second one is direct goal. First one is indirect goal known as ஆராத் உபகாரகம் ஆர் பரம்பரையா காரணம். இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் பரம்பரையா கிரமேண. அனதர் ஒன் இஸ் டைரக்ட் காஸ் ஃபார் ஆத்ம ஜானம். தட் மீன்ஸ் சாக்ஷாத் காரணம், சாக்ஷாத் சாதனம். டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் தே. Indirect means is karma and upasana. Parampara sadhanams are two, karma, rituals, and upasana, meditations. These two are parampara karanam, indirect cause for self-knowledge or mokshaha. The direct cause is jnanam. Jnanam means atma jnanam is the direct cause for moksha. So these are the two means Yajnavalkya is pointing out. Everyone must go through these direct and indirect sadhanas. First indirect sadhana, everyone must go through. There is no bypass route, only straight route, no bypass route. Everyone has to go through karma, upasana, then come to jnana. Keeping this in that mind, that Yajnavalkya is presenting what is our Vedic design. Four ashramas, first 25 years Brahmacharya ashrama. Tametam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmanaha. Vedanu Vachanena reveals what Brahmacharya ashrama. One ashrama, one particular sadhana, a stipulated particular sadhana is designed for one ashrama. For Brahmacharya Ashrama, study of the scriptures, Adhyayanam. Adhyayanam, that is called Vedanu Vachanena. That reveals Brahmacharya Ashrama. Here, nowhere in this mantra, four ashramas are pointed out. You have to derive. Vedanu Vachanena means Brahmacharya Ashrama. Brahmanaha Vividishanti, Brahmacharya Ashrama Dvara, Brahmanaha Vividishanti means Veditum Ichanti. Yajnena Dhanena Grihastashrama Dvara, Yajna Dhana Sadhana Dvara Vividishanti. Atma Jnanam Praptum Ichanti Ityarthaha. Shravana Iccha Niyartham. Yajna Dhana Sadhana Dvara ശ്രവണ ഇച്ഛാ കുർവന്തി എന്ന്, ശ്രവണം കർത്തും ഇച്ഛന്തി, വേദിതും ഇച്ഛന്തി വിവിധിഷന്തി. സോ ഗൃഹസ്ഥാശ്രമ ഈസ് പോയിന്റഡ് ഔട്ട്. Then third ashrama is tapasa anashakena, by meditation, upasana. Anashakena, by following disciplines, moderate in eating, in enjoying everything, very very minimum. Anashakena vanaprastha ashrama. So in vanaprastha ashrama, it is also an ashrama. And sadhanas are those tapas and anashakena. Brahmanaha vividishanti. Tapasa anashakena vanaprasthashrame brahmanaha vividishanti. So 50 to 75 years you can take. The age 25 to 50 grihasthashrama. Approximately I am giving. There is a no. Randomly I am telling. Don't take, oh ho, I have to wait until 50 years. Not like that. At any age, whenever you have maturity, according to that you can go, minimum. So, this brahmacharya ashrame, this person knows first what are the shastric injunctions. First he comes to know achara, paddhati, everything what is said in Veda, in adhyayana kale, just knowing only. Doing sandhya vandanam, Agnihotram and Samhitadhanam and learning what is said in Shastra. In Grihastha Ashrama and Vanaprastha Ashrama, implementation, application of that knowledge, what he has received. In which ashrama? Brahmacharya Ashrama. Application or implementing that whatever he has received in that brahmacharya ashrama through the Vedic study. Afterwards, sannyasa ashrama, that is coming in the third topic. We have read this portion in the last class itself. Tapasa anashakena, after that, now sannyasa ashrama is coming. Etameva Viditva munirbhavati. By knowing this, etameva viditva. Once you have done these sadhanas, what you are going to know? That Brahman. Munirbhavati means jnani bhavati. Jnani bhavati. Etameva pravrajinaha ലോകമിച്ഛന്തഹാ പ്രവ്രജന്തീന. ഡിസൈറിംഗ് ദിസ് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം ഓൺലി പീപ്പിൾ റിനൗൺസ്. ഏതമേവ പ്രവ്രാജിനഹ ലോകമിച്ഛന്തഹ മീൻസ് ആത്മലോകം ഇച്ഛന്തഹ എന്നർത്ഥം. ആത്മലോകം ഇച്ഛന്തഹ Pravrajanti, they want to know. Loka means don't think Atma is some other loka. Okay. Putrena ayam loko jayaha. Karmana pitru loko jayaha. Vidyaya brahma loko jayaha means praptum ichchati anartha. So loka, loka, loka is coming. Therefore ours is Atma loka. You just bring that rhyme, no? We saw that putrena ayam loko jayaha. If grihasthashrama meant for what? Grihasthashrama person want to get a son. That son will do shraddha karma to this father after his death. Father gives that agni to the son, handovers the son to the his son, that is called sampratti karma. That fire alone that son uses for that father's cremation time, so that father will go to pitruloka, and father will go to pitruloka again. He comes back, not pitruloka, he comes to manushya janma again, manushya lokaha. people desire to have a son to come back again, once again for manushya janma. That is, Shastra says somewhere, therefore they want to get one son so that sampratti karma dwara they hand over the agni to the son. So this person, by getting shraddham by the son, he can get manushya janma. Therefore what? Enter into grihastha ashrama. They love. Loka, loka, loka comes, you know. By karma rituals, one can go to Pitruloka or Swargaloka. In grihastha ashrama. In Vanaprastha ashrama, Vidyaya Brahmalokaha. By meditation, one can go to Brahmaloka. Suppose a person is not interested in again to born as a manushya. Suppose a person is not interested in again to born as a manushya in this manushya loka, and he is not interested in going to Pitru loka, that is Swarga loka, by performing rituals. Suppose a person is not interested in going to Brahma loka by doing upasana, what he has to do? Better to take sannyasa. Those who are interested in Pitruloka, Manushyaloka, Brahmaloka only has to marry. They are only has to enter into Grihastha Ashrama. From Brahmacharya to Grihastha Ashrama. For what? Either to get Manushyaloka, or to go to Swargaloka, or to go to Brahmaloka. If he is not interested, what he can do? Pravrajinaha, pravrajanti, straight away sannyasa ashrama. That is also allowed in Shastra. Shastra allows, you know, you can take sannyasa ashrama from Brahmacharya ashrama. It is said in Jabala Upanishad, Brahmacharyad Grihi Bhavet. First, Krama. Krama sannyasa. Brahmacharyat grihi bhavet, grihi bhutva vani bhavet. From grihasthashrama you enter into vanaprasthashrama. Vani bhutva pravrajet. After coming to vanaprasthashrama you can become sannyasi. Then the krama sannyasa. What is akrama sannyasam? Yadahareva virajet. Tadahareva pravrajet. Whenever you want to take sannyasa, you take yadahareva. From Brahmacharya ashrama itself you can take sannyasa. So therefore that is sannyasa ashrama sadhanas. If you want to take sannyasa, what are the sadhanas? There are conditions. Sadhanas in the sense conditions. What are those conditions? He says, etameva pravrajinaha lokamichyantaha pravrajanti. They want to attain atmalokam. They take sannyasa ashrama straight away for direct means. This is called direct means. This is direct means. Through grihasthashrama, vanaprasthashrama, yajnadana and tapas, anashakena. What means? An indirect means. Etad dhasma vai tat purve vidvam saha. Etad ha sma, these are all emphasis, ha and sma vai to emphasis. Etad hasma sanyasa karanam tat purve vidvam saha. Yajnavalkya is telling, this is not a new tradition, but it is coming from the ancient time. Purve vidvamsaha. This is the cause for sannyasa. What? Pravrajanti. People want to get that atmajnanam through direct means, sakshat, without entering into grihasthashrama, vanaprasthashrama. We may get doubt. Grihasthashrama dvara karma yoga yajna dana dvara you have to get chitta shuddhi. ఆఫ్టర్ చిత్తశుద్ధి ఓన్లీ యు గెట్ జ్ఞానయోగ్యత. ఆఫ్టర్ జ్ఞానయోగ్యత ఓన్లీ యు గెట్ గురు, జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి, ఎవ్రీథింగ్. హౌ ఏ బ్రహ్మచారి కెన్ గో టు స్ట్రైట్ అవే టు సన్యాసాశ్రమ, అవనికి చిత్తశుద్ధి తేవ ఇల్లియా అని కేటా. వాట్ శాస్త్ర సేస్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వైరాగ్యం ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు దిస్ సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ డిజైర్ ప్రవ్రజంతి, దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇండికేషన్ ఫర్ చిత్తశుద్ధి, సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తి. హౌ డు యూ నో దట్ హీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ చిత్తశుద్ధి అన్న? బికాస్ హీ డిజైర్స్, హీఈస్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ వాట్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎన్యూమరేట్. హీఈస్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ద ఇండికేషన్ హీ హాస్ గాట్ ట్రెమెండస్ వైరాగ్యం. సన్యాస ద క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ హిమ్, దోస్ కండిషన్స్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్లింగ్ ఆల్రెడీ, దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇండికేషన్ హీ హాస్ గాట్ చిత్తశుద్ధి. వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ వితౌట్ గృహస్థాశ్రమం? శాస్త్ర సేస్ హీ హ్యాస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఆర్ షీ హ్యాస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఆల్రెడీ గృహస్థాశ్రమ అండ్ వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ జన్మ. దట్స్ వాట్ శాస్త్ర సేస్. సో దట్ పర్సన్, ద వన్ హూ డిజైర్ టు టేక్ సన్యాస ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, దీస్ టూ ఆశ్రమాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఫినిష్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ జన్మ అని అర్థం. దట్ మీన్స్ హీ హాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎక్వైర్డ్ చిత్తశుద్ధి అని అర్థం. దట్ ఈస్ వై హీఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ సన్యాస. సో దేర్ ఫార్ గ్రీన్ సిగ్నల్ అని అర్థం. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో ఎనీ హెజిటేషన్, యూ నీడ్ నాట్ ఫీల్ బ్యాడ్ వై దట్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ టేకింగ్ సన్యాస. వాట్ ఆర్ ద కండిషన్స్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ టు టేక్ సన్యాస? ప్రజాం న కామయంతే, వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ చిల్డ్రన్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ. చిల్డ్రన్ ఫర్ వాట్? అగైన్ టు గెట్ మనుష్య లోక, ఇజ్ ఇట్ నాట్? ఐ వాంట్ టు గెట్ చిల్డ్రన్ టు గెట్ అగైన్ మనుష్య జన్మ. పుత్రేణ అయం లోకో జయ్య, ప్రీవియస్లీ విసా. Therefore, I am not interested in manushya janma again. Therefore, I am not interested in children. Therefore, I need not marry. Priyado, prajam na kamayante. They never desire for children. If you ask why you are not interested in children, na, kim prajaya karishyamaha? What shall we do with these children? What shall we do with these children? Kim karishyamaha? Kim karishyamaha means what? You have to understand. By getting children, we are going to get manushya loka. Since I am not interested in manushya loka, kim karishyamaha? If I have desire for manushya janma again, I can have a desire for children. If I have desire for children, I have to enter into second ashrama, that is grihastashrama. Since I am not interested in again in manushya janma, therefore I am not interested in children, which are the cause for to get manushya janma. Therefore I need not enter into grihastashrama. Condition number one fulfilled. That alone Agnivalkya has pointed out. It is our job. We have to see the previous mantra. In 351, we saw 330th page. 351, I told you this mantra is going to come in 22nd, 4th chapter. Ange chollirukke. In the page number, in the mantra, ange chollirukke. Idhe mantra ange repeated. So there we saw already, that only it is repeated here. So, kim prajaya karishyamaha means other two also you have to supply. What are they? Kim prajaya karishyamaha, kim yajnena danena kim karishyamaha, vidyaya kim karishyamaha, by upasana what we can do, because we are not interested in swargaloka, we are not interested in brahmaloka, that you have to supply. It is our job. because we have already seen that in that mantra. Kim prajaya karishyamaha yesham naha ayam atma ayam loka iti. Our loka is not manushya loka, again brahma loka or swarga loka. Our loka is atma loka. Our loka is atma loka. We are interested in knowing the atman. Tehasma putraishanayascha vittaishanayascha lokaishanayascha vyutthaya. Vyutthaya means they just grow out of what? These are the conditions to enter into sannyasashrama. Putraishana. Eshana means desire. Eshana means desire. I have no interest in any one of these three. Putraishana, desire to get children. Then what is second one? Vittaishana. Vittaishana means I have no desire for wealth. Here vittamna, not only money, land, property. Vitta means through karma rituals, you get lot of punyam. It is a type of vittam. Currency, you know. You, with punyam, you go to swargaloka. It is a type of currency. Therefore, it is called vittam, karma. Even upasana is also a vittam. Upasana comes under vittam because you buy what? Brahmaloka. Through upasana. It is a currency. Punyam currency. Vitta eshana. Putraishanayascha, vittaishanayascha, lokaishana, lokana brahmaloka, lokaishanayascha, vyutthaya, they grow out of these desires. Desires, there are, you can grow out of your desire or you can suppress your desire. Growing out of desire is always maturity. Suppressing our desires is called harmful. It's very, very harmful. We should not suppress our desires, but we should grow out of desires. Going beyond means you mature out of it. How you mature? Like father playing with the children, a game. Dayananda Swamiji says, in the pebbles, you know, pebbles they play. Father is playing with the son. When the son is playing, this is very real for the son, no? He is very much particular about every point in the game. Father kenna, adhu oru velaiyaattu. He is not bothered about whether he fail or he is successful in that game. Kulandhukaga velaiyaadran. Illaya? But kulandhukku vandu romba serious and the game vandu. Appaku, it's not a serious thing, big. Appa is matured, no? What? From pebbles game. And cricket or some other game you can take. Father is very much matured. What is the sign of maturity? Whether in that game or in any action, you are successful or going to be fail, doesn't matter. It will not disturb you. If you are successful or not successful also, it will not disturb you much. If you are successful also, you are not going to feel so happy also. Why? You are matured out of it, no? Grow out of it. Adi madri. Adi madri. Okay. And the velayattu madri. Appaki and the velayattu eppadiyo. Adi madri in the brahmachari ki putraishana, vittaishana, lokaishana are like that. Matured. Like Nachiketas. சோபாவாம் எதந்த கைதத்து தவைவாகா தவ நிறிய கீதை எனக்கு வேண்டாம் அப்பா இதெல்லாமே சொல்லிட்டான். என்ன மெச்சூரிட்டி பாருங்க. தேர்ஃபோர் புத்திரைஷனாயாச்ச வித்தைஷனாயாச்ச லோகைஷனாயாச்ச வித்தாய. வித்தாய மீன்ஸ் தேர் இஸ் சம்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன் இன் தேர் மைண்ட். ஜஸ்ட் டர்னிங் பாயிண்ட். வித்தாய மீன்ஸ் வாட் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் they come out of that. that desire. Gracefully they come out of, not out of suppression, out of maturity, out of lot of discrimination, viveka, vairagyam, shamadamadi, shatka sampatti, tivra mumukshutvam. With all this they come out of. It's not a joke to enter into sannyasashrama. So therefore what they do now? Vyutthaya, abram, atha, thereafter, vikshacharyam charanti, viksham dehi, bhavati, viksham dehi. Viksham dehi, he depends upon viksha, upon others. He renounces everything for livelihood, he or she depends upon others. Vikshacharyam charanti indicates external sannyasa. Vikshacharyam indicates external sannyasa. What about internal sannyasa? Adi chollaliye na. Internal sannyasa is to be there. Grihastha also must have internal sannyasa. Vanaprastha also must have antara sannyasa. Of course, sannyasi also must have antara sannyasa. So, antara sannyasa is compulsory for three of them. Bhiksha is only allowed to that person who has taken external sannyasa, bahya sannyasa. Grihasthashrami should not say, I have antara sannyasa, I am an internal sannyasi, therefore all of you give bhiksha. Na, Swamiji says, vada vangiduvanna. That person is not supposed to ask bhiksha. To ask bhiksha, external sannyasa is the qualification. Grihasthashrami, you have internal sannyasa, what you can ask? Na, you can ask for shravana, Vedanta, scriptural study. You can ask for Vedanta Vidya, Atma Vidya. You can ask for Moksha. Grihasthashrami also can ask for Moksha. Grihasthashrami also can study Shastra. Vanaprasthashrami also can study Shastra. Vanaprasthashrami also can get Moksha. He can desire for Moksha. Vanaprastha also can take Bhiksha, but not like Sannyasi. He can stay in his house and he can take bhiksha from his only family members. So therefore, sannyasa ashrama bahya sannyasi alone bhikshacharyam charanti. And the charanti means what? That is called his whole lifetime. Lifestyle is he decide to take only bhiksha. And sannyasi is supposed to spend whole time for study, study, study. If grihastha ashrami study or not, papam varadu. Vedanta, if you study or not, that person will not get papam. Whereas sannyasi, after taking external sannyasa, Shastram padikile anna mahatappu, it is called violation of ashrama dharma. It is violation of ashrama dharma. Grihastha ashrami should not take vanaprastha dharma. Vanaprastha ashrami should not take brahmacharya ashrama dharma. Brahmacharya ashrami should not take grihastha dharma. Sannyasi should not take grihastha dharma. If you take like that, it is called varna sankaram, ashrama sankaram. That violation is harmful to society. Therefore, sannyasi is a parityagi. Yuthaya anartham parityagam, renunciation. Disowning anartham. Disowning what? Putra. Disowning vitta, dhanadhanyam, everything. Even abhimana towards one's own body, disowning the deha abhimana, man namma aal indha madri mana aal namma aal namma caste sannyasi idella irukkakoodadhu. Sannyasi either has to desire everyone or not to desire anyone. Desire means what? He can encompass the entire universe as his family. I told you in the last class, he or she disown her own family or his own family to identify with the entire universe. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. To identify with this entire universe, they disown one's own family. Clear? So therefore, sannyasi should not violate. Sannyasa ashrama will get spoiled by sangha. That is going to come later. Yeah? Bhartrihari says, a minister spoiled the king. Daurmantriya raja vinashyati. A king will be spoiled by a wrong minister. A child is spoiled by pampering by parents. Similarly, a sannyasi will be spoiled by sangha, attachment. Attachment irukkakoodad. Nammalalnad irukkakoodad. Favoritism irukkakoodad. That's why always sannyasis are always away from the public. They never relate with anybody. Sometimes they call sannyasini koda. Sannyasini, madam mani koopiduva. Illena mami ani koopiduva. Auntie ani koopiduva. Appadella koopidakoodad ani koda theriyadu people ku. Sir ani koopidakoodad. Sir enna boss ani artham. Swami ji ni poi inga sir ani koopidakoodad. Mama ani koopidakoodad. Even though our own family member has taken sannyasana, you are not supposed to relate. Therefore, yuthaya vikshacharyam charanti. Here charanti, another technical portion, Shankaracharya says, charanti means here, it is lat lakara, charati charataha charanti. They follow vikshacharyam manatham. Charanti is lat lakara. Shankaracharya said it is a vidhi. It is an injunction. It is a vidhi. Then Purapakshi asks, how can you say it is vidhi? Chumma, just casually it is said. There is not a vidhi. Then for that Shankaracharya says, let vartamane late vede. Late, not English late. Late, அதொக்க லக்காரம் வேதனில் ஒரு லக்காரம் வர்த்தமான அர்த்தம்லாம் இருக்கிற லேட் கூட லேட்டு திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் விதின்னு அர்த்தம் வேதே லேட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் லோட் அண்ட் விதிலிங்னர் ஈவன் தோ இட் இஸ் வர்த்தமானா இட் சவுண்ட்ஸ் வேதத்தில் லேட் வந்தால் அது விதி என அர்த்தம் விதி என்ன விதிலிங் ஆர் லோட்னு அர்த்தம் இது ஆக்ஞா யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் தட் மீனிங் ஓன்லி யா ஹேவ புத்திரைஷணா சா வித்தைஷணா யா வித்தைஷணா சா லோகைஷணா உபே ஹேதே ஏஷணே ஏவ பவதா நௌ டிசைர் ஏ டிசைர் Somewhere it is presented as two, somewhere it is presented as three, somewhere it is presented as six, sometimes. Six or three or two or one. Here, three are presented, putra, vitta and loka. Having presented vitta, putra, lokeshana already presented above. Now, here, mantra Yajnavalkya says ubhayana, two. Mentioned three, but saying two. Ubhayete eshane, these two desires. Na kodapama irukkeyana. We have to understand, you have to draw a chart. அனாத்ம ஏஷணா ஏஷணான்னு டிசைர் அனாத்மா ஏஷணா desire for any anatma. Anatma yeshana is one. Anatma yeshana is one. Anatmana is what? Other than atma. Whatever desire comes from under anatma only. Any desire comes under anatma. That one anatma yeshana desire is, you have to divide it into two. Sadhana and sadhya. Sadhana yeshana, sadhya yeshana. Then, in sadhana, again, sadhana means. Means you have to write. In this sadhanas, again, there are two sadhanas. What are those two sadhanas? Putra and vitta. Sadhanala putra and vitta. Putra for manushya loka. Sadhyanla manushya varo. Under sadhana, you have to put manushya loka or swarga loka or brahma loka. You have to put there. Okay? Sadhana, under sadhana, you have to write what? Putra, vitra. Two sadhanas for lokas. Okay? Again, vitta you have to divide. Sadhanala vittam. Vittam or sadhanam. Edi yajna, dana, tapas, anashakena, sadhanam. So, on the vittam you have to divide two. Karma and upasana. Karma and upasana, two are there. This is a very list. Okay. The chart you have to note like that. Anatma yeshana, then two yeshanas, sadhana sadhya yeshana, then three yeshanas, putra yeshana, vitta yeshana, loka yeshana. Then you have to make them six. And the mood is six pandana. How you make six in a? If you say wherever it is said two, you have to take care sadhana sadhya yeshana. Wherever it is said three, you have to take putra, vitta, lokeshana. Wherever it is said six, you have to bifurcate these two. Putra, vitta, vittala again. Putra, karma, upasana, then comes loka. Three lokas. So six will come. So for you, clarification, I will tell you once again, you can note. So, anatma yeshana, sadhana sadhya yeshana, then vitta yeshana, putra yeshana, sadhya yeshana, lokeshana. Again, this, now you have to make it six. How putra yeshana comes under one. Karma number two, vitteshanala karma, vitteshanala upasana number three, number four, lokeshanala manushya loka, number five, pitru loka, number six, deva loka or brahma loka. So three lokas, putra, karma, upasana, then manushya loka, pitru loka and brahma loka. All comes under six. So like that here ubhe means sadhana sadhya in artham. Sadhana sadhya. Up to here third portion is over. Now we have to come to fourth portion. In this itself there are five topics. Put three topics over. Now we are entering into fourth topic. Sa esha niti nityatma agrihyo nahi grihyate ashiryo nahi shiryate asango nahi sajjate asito na vyathate Narishyati. Up to here fourth topic. Then comes the fifth topic, that also I will read. Yetamuhai vaitem न तरतैति अतः पापमकरवमिति अतः कल्याणमकरवमिति उभे हैवैष एते तरति नैनं कृताकृते तपतः स एष नेति नेत्यात्मा. Now this also we saw in 3.9.26. Neti neti comes in three places, I said. So 3.9.26, page number 387 we saw. And 4.24, page number 4.13 also we saw. Just you note the mantra number 4.24, page number 4.13. 3.9.26, page number 387, same mantra is this. So that is why I am not elaborately explaining, just I am giving the gist, because we saw already. So now, Atma Swarupam, he says. What is Atma Swarupam? Because of that renunciation, Vitteshana, Putreshana, Lokeshana, Vyuthaya, having renounced them, not having desire for them, they have taken sannyasa ashrama. Therefore, Putreshana alone is Vitteshana, Vitteshana alone is Lokeshana. All are meant for Loka only. All comes under sadhana sadhya. Really speaking, all comes under anatma. Therefore, this sannyasi, sannyasa ashrama is very close to atma, moksha. Sannyasa, atma is relationless, sannyasi is also relationless. That's why very easy in sannyasa ashrama to get moksha. If they study, vere nannamu panna koodadu, padicha. So, what type of Atman he is going to know? Why he has taken all the way sannyasa ashrama? So sannyasa ashrama, where it is said, na inga sollirukke in the portion da. Ippo in the third portion irukle, third topic. And the portion la sannyasa ashrama is emphasized. And Jabala Upanishad, it is emphasized. You are not qualified, Grihastashrama, Vanaprasthashrama is prescribed. So any brahmachari asks whether to marry or not, enna solanona kandippa pandikanam, kalyanam nu solanum. Kalyanam pandikko nu solanum. If he is really having vairagyam, he will not ask, first of all. So therefore, yadahareva virajetanar, on the time la unnakku renunciation vairagyam vandado, udane edu sannyasam anna. Vidu and edu anna, enna vidu grihasthashrama. Grihasthashrama pohamal adukku varanam anna. Appadi irukke. Sari, endha ashramam la irundhalum kuda, first remember, every ashrama purpose is only for moksha. Don't forget that. Every ashrama, brahmachari ashrama also designed for moksha. Grihastha ashrama also designed for moksha. Vanaprastha ashrama also designed for moksha. Of course, sannyasa ashrama is meant for moksha. This is the purpose of the kalyana bandhamadu. Mangalyam tantu namena mama jeevana hetana chulli unak mokshatthi kaha kalyana bandhamadu. Yaar kalyana bandhikamata. Adhik enna chulluva? Dirgham. Suputra prapti rastu ani cholano. Dirghayushman bhava ani cholli. Dirgha suputra prapti rastu, putri prapti rastu. Anla cholli nalla nalla vandra dhanam varanam anna. Aishwarya prapti rastu. Idella sonna avanukku santosha aanandam. Idenna anna? Idha sweet pill nu ardham. Ulla enna irukka anna? Marundu irukka. Enna marundu? Moksha. All ashramas are designed for moksha. That is the uniqueness of our culture. As long as these three, four ashramas are there, this culture will survive. this ancient Vedic culture will survive. Either knowingly or unknowingly. You enter in grihasthashrama, you have to live with husband, wife. அது போதும் வைராகியம் வரத்துக்கு. ஒரு சன் ஆர் டாட்டர் அது போதும். உடனே எங்கேயாவது ஆசிரமம் இருக்கா எங்கேயாவது போகலாம்னு தோணும். வேற என்ன வேணும்? அதுக்கு தான் 25th மேரேஜ் வெட்டிங் டேன்னா நிறைய எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் வந்தாச்சு. 30th மேரேஜ் வெட்டிங் டேன்னா வண்டர்ஃபுல். இதே ஆஃப் சன்னியாசி. ஆமா, half sannyasi. Okay, now look into that. What atma they are all going to understand in it. Okay, na iti atma, na iti atma. This is not atma, this is not atma. It shows what atma cannot be objectifiable. Whatever you see is not atma, unobjectifiable. இதுன்னு சொன்னா இது ஆத்மான்னு சொன்னா அது ஆத்மா இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். இது ஆத்மா அது ஆத்மான்னு சொன்னா அது ஆத்மா இல்லை. ஏன்னா யூ கெனாட் சி ஆத்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் நேதி நேதி நேதி. எவ்ரிதிங் ஆஃப்டர் நெகேட்டிங் எவ்ரிதிங் தட் விச் ரிமைன்ஸ் இஸ் ஆத்மா. நெகேட்டிங் ஆல் த நெகேட்டபிள்ஸ் unnegatable negator remains. Negating everything, after negating everything, all negatables, the unnegatable negator remains. புரியறதோ? புரியணும். You are going to be what? Doctorate course. என்ன தெரியுமோ? பிரம்மசூத்ரா. After negating everything, all negatables, the unnegatable negator remains. Enna avar enna naan naan enna o si par atma chaitanyam that atma agrihyaha nahi grihyate. It cannot be graspable, cannot be graspable through any sense organs. Ashito nahi shiryate, it cannot be decayed. Apakshaya rahitaha, jara rahitaha, marana rahitaha. Asangohi nahi sajjate, never attached to anything, it is relationless. I am giving only running meaning because I have elaborately explained already. Asitor nahi vyadhate, asitaha na unbound. Since abaddhaha, atma navyathate, never have any pain. Sorrow free atma. Sorrow irukke swamini, anna irukke irukke anna manasuk irukkom udambukku irukkom adhu anatma, naan illai. Adhana pallu vali irukkum bodhe enna solanum? Naan pallu anatma illai ennu solanum. Mudhugu vali irukkum bodhe naan mudhugu illai, adhu mudhugu vandu anatma nu solanum. எனக்கு வியதையே கிடையாது. ஏன்னா அசிதஹா அபத்தஹா, ஐ எம் நாட் பவுண்ட் பை பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் பிகாஸ் தே பிலாங் டு லோவர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. ஐ பிலாங் டு ஹையர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. ஹவு திஸ் லோவர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி கேன் டச் ஆர் எஃப்ளிக்ட் மீ தி ஹையர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ட்ரீமர் கெனாட் எஃப்ளிக்ட் த வேக்கர். டக்குன்னு அங்கே போகணும். எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஓகே. அசிதோ நஹி வியதே, சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் அன்பவுண்ட், ஐ ஹவ் நோ பெயின், பெயின்லெஸ், சாரோ ஃப்ரீ. ந ரிஷ்யதி, ந நஷ்யதி அர்த்தம். ஐ நெவர் ஹாவ் எனி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். ரிஷ்யதி என்ன? நஷ்யதி. ந ரிஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் நோ destruction, no nashaha, nashaha nasti. I am amritaha, I am immortal, ever immortal. This is the nature of atma. Whose nature? Atma nature. Who is that atma? I am. So this is my nature. Aham na nashyami, aham asangaha, aham agrihyaha. Like that you have to see. Then what? Phalam. Etamu ha eva ete na tarata iti. He is not carried away by two things. He will not, such a jnani, whoever knows that Atma, himself or herself, he will not taken away by, na tarataha means not taken away by two things. What are they? Guilt. Two types of guilt. Ataha papa makaravam iti. Ataha means because of this reason, I did a papa karma. Guilt. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam, kimaham papama karavamiti. Like that, worry will not be there. Guilt will not be there. Hurt will not be there. Papama karavamiti. In the karanatinal, nan in the papam panditan. Ayram poyusuli or kalyanam pandan. Madre. Yenendamo papam pandi. In the papam panditan, in the karanatinal. And it's only guilt kadiyad. Akaravamiti. Ataha kalyana makaravamiti. Because of this reason I have not done any auspicious job. Because of so and so reason I have not done any noble action. Because of so and so reason I have done papa karma. That he is not carried away by these two. Commission and omission. Papa karma anna commission. Kalyana karma pandala anna omission. Commission, omission, worry is not there. Guilt is not there. Ube, u, he, ha, eva, esha, ete, tarati. He is free from these two. Ete, tarati. And he crosses over these two guilds. These two type of guilds. He crosses over. Instead of taken away, carried away by those two guilds, he is, come, grow out of them. This is the moksha phalam. This is the moksha phalam. If you have a child, you will have a child. Now, customer will have a customer. This is the moksha. Once you know you are Atma, I was Atma, I am Atma, ever will be Atma. This limitation, grammar knowledge limitation, mantra parayana limitation, so many limitations always there in intellect level. Language problem level, all limitations, insecurities continues in the anatma body mind complex. Adi pohata apadiye. Irikkaradu vechittu edho manage pannindi. Aham brahmasmi nu solittaan enna aidum. Adile irukka limitations ellame pona pohattam anna vittidom. Adilliye idilliye kurayonnum illai solalam. Idhu kurai anatmalo. அப்டின்னு குறை அதுக்கெல்லாம் குறையில குறையில்லை அதில் அனாத்மால குறைக்கு குறையில்லை ஆத்மால குறையே இல்லை நோ ப்ராப்ளம் ஹியர் எவர் ப்ராப்ளம் தெர் இஸ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம் இன் ஆத்மா இப்படிப்பட்ட ஆத்ம நானா இருந்தேன் இருக்கேன் இருக்க போறேன் எப்போவுமே தேர்ஃபோர் கிருத அக்ருத தரதா Whatever I have done, whatever I have not done, kalyana karma, akrita, papa karma, krita, I have crossed, they are belong to body, mind, it is mithya, anatma. Therefore what? Aham muktaha. Eppo, after Brihadaranyakam, aham muktaha asit. I was liberated, I ever will be liberated. There is no, that is why sadhana sadhya atitaha aham siddhaha. Sadhana sadhya, anatma kittada varum ella sadhana sadhyas. Putra, vitta, sadhanas, loka, sadhyams. Atma angrade or sadhanama, or sadhyama, am I going to accomplish atma? Am I going to get moksha? Am I going to become Brahman? I am not going to become Brahman. I discover I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. No one can change me to become other than Brahman. யாருமே நான் பிரம்மன் இல்லையனே ஆக்க முடியாது. என்ன சப்போஸ் சம்படி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் சேன் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், என்ன யூ கெட் டவுட். ரெண்டு வாட்டி சொல்ல, மூணு வாட்டி, ரெண்டு வாட்டி, மூணு வாட்டி, ஹண்ட்ரட் டைம் சொன்னாலும் ஐ எம் எ ஹியூமன் பீயிங், தட்ஸ் ஆல். அது எப்படியோ ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன்ங்கிறது கூட அப்படிதான், கன்வின்ஸ்டு, கன்ஃபர்ம்டு ஃபேக்ட், அந்நெகேட்டபிள் ஃபேக்ட் at any time, at any place, by anyone. இப்படி unnegatable fact, the fact, it cannot be negated by anyone, at any place, at any time, including Bhagavan. Therefore what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I have no pain, I have no sorrow, mano buddhya hankara cittani naham name dvesha ragau name lobha moho. Onnume illa, enna irukana, onnume irukilla, naan da brahman. In me mayeva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishtitam. In me everything, the universe is resting upon me. Naan da jagatthuke karanam. Appadi patta naan ஆனந்தோ பிரம்மே திவ்யஜானாத் ஆனந்தாத்யேவ கல்விமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே. அந்த அனுபவ ஆனந்தம் இல்லை, இது ஸ்வரூப ஆனந்தம். ஓகே, வித் திஸ் மந்த்ரா இஸ் ஓவர். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.